Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And this is Michael Wolfeld, staff naturopath for Purim Health Products. And of course, I want to remind you that Purim is one of the fewest companies in the natural product industry that has a naturopath on staff that's here to answer questions and help you use products and just general questions. Even if you have a question about a product that isn't ours, we're happy to try and help in any way we can. Service is the name of the game. In fact, it's been shown over and over again that by providing service, your own needs will always be met. So keep that in mind, especially if you are one of our members who are actually trying to, you know, do Purim as a business part-time or full-time. Keep in mind that service is the way to increase your business. In other words, by doing things for people without the motivation of just seeing the instant results is the best way to go. So once again, we are going to be talking about questions and answers that people have brought up more than once or twice. And this is a recorded call because we are away. And one of the main things that I get lots and lots of calls about is osteoporosis and bone health. It shouldn't surprise us that this is a very common question. For a couple reasons. First of all, there's a lot of drugs on the market now that are designed to help people who are dealing with bone loss and osteoporosis. Bosamex, of course, is probably the most famous, the once-a-week pill, and then there's Boniva, which is the once-a-month pill, that basically will inhibit your body's ability to draw calcium out of your bones and out of your teeth, which then obviously keeps your bones stronger. So, of course, on the surface, that seems like a gym dandy thing to do. We have bone loss. We have loss of calcium. So if we can take a magic pill and stop that from happening, sounds like it must be a good idea. Well, obviously, the question that begs to be asked, in fact, it's so obvious that it should be asked, it's incredible that very few people ask the question. And of course, the question is, why is the body stealing calcium from the bones? Because, you know, one of the things that traditional naturopathic medicine deals with is the innate intelligence of the body. And I think most people recognize that there are natural laws that exist in our world and throughout creation. No one would argue that gravity is not real. One of the fundamental laws of Newton was the law of gravity and the law of cause and effect. For every action, there'll be a reaction. So you jump off a building, you are going to fall. That's the gravity one. If you do something, if you push on something, then you are creating a force which is then going to exert that amount of pressure back on you. And of course, this works in very, very gross terms and also incredibly subtle terms. And one of the problems we have in the world today is the fact that many people who recognize that the law of gravity is real, recognize that Newton's law of cause and effect, for every action there's a reaction, that that's real. But a lot of people stop short from the physical aspects of creation. In other words, we know jumping off a building results in falling. We know pushing something, you know, and the idea of how a motor works, it's cause and effect. In other words, we're putting energy in one way and it's coming out another. That's how the car moves. But on a more subtle level, the cause and effect theory of Newton applies to the most subtlest realms of life, which include things like ethics and morality, health, peace of mind, things like this. And of course, for those of us who have been here for long enough to remember from the days of the the late 60s, where we had the Flower Child movement, and then do it my way. Freedom means do anything you want. Well, all of these things are really counterproductive to this basic law of nature. For whatever we do, there is a resulting effect. And so we just have to accept that and work within it for our own happiness. That's the thing. It's not looking at it as a law that has been created by nature to punish us. It's actually to help us gain happiness. And so that's a good thing to think about when you're thinking about doing something that is, let's say, less than of the highest ethical standards. And it's very easy to go down that road right now because the world's doing it. And so we have to be a little bit different. So that's just my take on that. But it follows right in with this idea of osteoporosis, because it's the cause and effect relationship. So if the body is pulling calcium out of the bone, the question is, why is the body doing that? Because the body makes no mistakes. So there is a definite reason why that's happening. Well, it's simple to understand. And the medical profession understands this. And even the drugs Fosamax and Boniva understand this, because if you read the side effects, it will explain and clearly show what the negative side effects could possibly be by taking those drugs. So we'll see that in a second. Okay. As I think we've talked about before, the body has to maintain a very, very close watch on many of the chemical and biological functions that go on inside the body at all times. And one of the most critical things is the pH value, in other words, the acid-alkaline balance. And it has to maintain a very, very small range. In other words, it can only fluctuate a tiny bit. And if it fluctuates more than a tiny bit away from slightly alkaline, you're basically dead. So in other words, if you get way too acidic or way too alkaline, you're gone. The body cannot compensate for that. So the body will do everything it can to keep you in that range of safe pH. So obviously, there are things that we know that can help with alkalinity, and we know there's things that can help with acidity. And most of us don't need any help with acidity, because there's way, way more than we ever need. Stress causes acidity. You know, negative emotions, anger, fear, jealousy, greed, passion, these kinds of things all can create acid. Processed foods, white flour, white sugar, coffee, cooked food for the most part, like cooked orange juice, pasteurized orange juice, will be acid-forming in our body, whereas fresh orange juice will be acid but alkaline-forming. Same with lemon juice. Milk is the same way. Milk, if it's raw, is actually fairly neutral to slightly alkaline, even though it's high in protein, because it's got a lot of minerals, especially calcium. But when you pasteurize milk, it becomes very acidic. So in other words, as the body is deluged with more and more acids from the lifestyle that most people in the world have these days, the body has to maintain the alkalinity, and one of the ways it does it is by accessing extra minerals. It prefers to use sodium and potassium. So if you're eating a diet that is rich in fruits and vegetables, using products like we have from Purium, then your body is going to have a good ample reserve of potassium and sodium and magnesium that it can use for alkalizing when it needs to. But for those of us who just don't have those kind of reserves, The body will then go for the next best thing that it has the most of in the body, and that's calcium. And so the calcium is pulled out of the bone structure and out of the teeth. Any place calcium is, it's going to be gotten, and it goes into the bloodstream to basically help alkalize. So that's one of the major things that all of us can do to help with bone health and to prevent osteoporosis and osteopenia, which of course is just the preamble to osteoporosis. Now, it's obvious that our bones are part of our living being. A bone is not like a rock. Okay, a bone is constantly changing, and it needs to be nourished. One of the reasons why bones aren't necessarily receiving proper nutrients involves another factor that's actually relatively a new investigation. It's obvious that we need to have a diet that is rich in nutrients, food form nutrients that are found in products like we have a Purium. In other words, nutrients that are found naturally occurring in a food. That's what we need. We need lots of vitamins, lots of minerals. Now, of course, our bodies can produce some vitamins, not all of them, and we produce no minerals. So we have to take minerals into our diet. Now, you might think, okay, well, I'm eating lots and lots of dark green vegetables and fruits, and I'm taking 5 or 6 servings of our barley juice or our best of greens, or, you know, I'm using our love, and so, but I'm still, the doctor still says I have, you know, I'm having osteopenia. In other words, I'm losing bone mass. So what's going on? Well, new studies actually talk about something that is very obvious, and that is, and we've talked about this before, no matter how good a nutrient is and no matter what form it might be in, it's not going to do us diddly squat any good at all unless it's actually absorbed and utilized. That's the secret. I think everyone can understand that. You fill your gas tank up in your car with gasoline, and if you've got a blockage in your fuel line, that gas will not get to the cylinders, and your car is not going to run. Well, it's the same with this. You can have all these good things coming into your stomach, but if your body cannot somehow get them to where they need to go, then we still got a problem. So a couple things that science has determined is very helpful to increase nutrient absorption. One of these things involves one of our Purium products, tropic oil. Coconut oil is superior in enhancing nutrient absorption. A new animal study compared the effects of feeding coconut oil versus safflower oil, which is, of course, polyunsaturated, on the absorption of carotenoids from tomatoes. Coconut oil enhanced tissue uptake of tomato carotenoids to a greater degree than the other oil, a benefit the research suggested may be due to the coconut oil's medium-chain fatty acid. Now, it's the study said these results may and probably are due to the large proportion of medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil, which might have caused a shift in cholesterol flux to favor extrahepatic carotenoid tissue deposition. Now, that's a real fancy way of saying that the coconut oil is somehow working with the liver and working with the uptake of nutrients. So the liver is participating in helping to, you know, absorption rather than not. Because, see, the medium-chain triglycerides are sent directly to your liver, and they're converted into energy rather than being stored as fat. So because of this, they can help put less strain on your digestive system with metabolic concerns. So in other words, by having coconut oil in your diet every day, this really can help with nutrient uptake, because we need fats, but different kinds of fats cause the body much more work, which means that then the nutrients don't seem to be able to get absorbed quite as well. Now, this is still fairly new information, and there's nothing conclusive except for the fact that it has been shown over and over again that the medium-chain triglycerides help with nutrient absorption. So that's a good thing. Now, there's another factor that is very important that we consider when we're talking about the ability of the body to absorb what nutrients we're taking in. And believe it or not, a lot of promising studies are pointing to the fact that probiotics provide a very important role in nutrient absorption. Now, at first, this may seem a little strange, because what does probiotics have to do with our body's ability to take calcium and magnesium and boron and those kind of things into our bone? Well, very similar to the concept of the coconut oil, because if your digestion is not functioning up to speed, then you're going to have a lot of your nutrients just simply pass out through your urine and feces rather than be uptaked and absorbed through the small intestines into the bloodstream. So apparently the indication is that the probiotics, and this has been known for a while, that we definitely need fermented foods and probiotics for a healthy digestive system and a healthy colon. Well, not only is this necessary for good elimination and the friendly bacteria in the colon to keep things moving, but apparently the probiotics are very essential even in the small intestines for helping with the uptake of nutrients into the bloodstream. So this is another reason why, you know, we have to be look over the full perspective here and look at all the options. So, you know, by increasing and using the coconut oil while you're doing all the rest of your good things of staying away from the coffee and the red meats and the alcohol and stuff like that, and using lots of nutrient-rich, dense food like our love, our best of greens, more greens, our barley, our kamut, you know, whatever you're choosing, adding the probiotics, the advanced probiotics, can be a real benefit, especially if you have been experiencing a lack of, you know, calcium uptake. In other words, if you've had doctors tell you that, well, you know, you're leaning towards, you know, osteopenia, well, then this could be the magic thing that would really help. Now, along with this, it would really be helpful to add some probiotic fermented foods to your diet, like raw miso. Now, if you're going to go buy miso, you got to make sure it's raw. There's a lot of miso on the market that's been pasteurized. So if you go to a decent health food store, usually you'll find raw miso and pasteurized miso. And the raw miso is always more expensive. And there's that two or three brands of it. They're usually in glass bottles. And that is a very excellent way of adding good bacteria to your diet. Another thing is just make your own sauerkraut, which is actually quite easy. You can go online and just do a search for sauerkraut recipes, and you know, cabbage and salt will do it. And the more you grind it up, the quicker you get the sauerkraut. And then you just let it sit. It's good to do in a glass bottle or a crock. Of course, if you have access to raw milk, making raw milk yogurt or kefir is a wonderful way to get some extra probiotics. We do that every day. Of course, we're very fortunate living in California because it's legal to buy raw milk in a store in California. You can do that in Washington State and Oregon and I believe Florida still. Oregon, though, it has to have a label saying for pet use only. So, you know, you can give it to your pets. You can be your pet. So in any event, these are some ideas that could be the difference between why all the good stuff we're doing isn't working and why it is. And so keep in mind, make sure your digestion is not only working extremely well from a standpoint of elimination, but also your uptake. In other words, you're assimilating and absorbing what you're taking in. That's crucial. So real quickly here, I want to shift gears a little bit and just tell you I got an email from a friend. It's actually by a Dr. Victor Marchioni, who's an MD, and he's considered the food doctor. And this is on improving memory. And here are the five foods that he recommends for improving memory. He says blueberries can probably be one of the best. And I might say that spirulina would fall into the same category as the blueberry for some of the same reasons. So when you can't get fresh blueberries, or even if you can, add some spirulina because of the carotenoids, and that's very good for the brain. His second one is green tea for boosting a memory. Now, the thing you have to consider about green tea is green tea does have a good amount of fluoride. Now, it is naturally occurring fluoride, but still fluoride is fluoride. So, you know, make sure you're using we constantly are adding iodine-rich foods. You know, like our best of greens, our more greens, and our new love all have kelp and dulse, which are good sources of iodine. So even though the green tea is good, you want to keep the balance. The third food that he points out as being very good for brain health, and everyone will probably like this one, is dark chocolate. Now, here's the caveat. Eating a Hershey's bar ain't going to do you no good. First of all, the chocolate may have been genetically engineered, and it may be 75% sugar, so you don't want to do that. What you do want to do is you want to eat the most dark chocolate you can find. If it's at least 70 to 80% chocolate, that is the best, and obviously organic only. It's crucial. Eating the raw cacao is very good. Now, it is not easy to find raw cacao. We actually found a very good source in Northern California from a company called Earth Circle Organics, and I believe theirs is out of Mexico, and it's truly different. You can tell the difference. And if you're looking for raw chocolate, that seems to be the most of the beneficial ones that we have found. Number five for brain health and keeping Alzheimer's away is apples. So apple seems to be a good thing for, you know, the apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, it seems like it keeps damage to the brain away, too. It's high in quercetin and flavonoids. And the juice in apples seems to reduce cell death and oxidative damage to the brain. Keep in mind, we're talking fresh now, not pasteurized apple juice, and you want to make sure your apples are organic because apples are very sprayed. Next and last for one of the best foods for brain health is avocados because of healthy fat. And the brain's got to have fat, but it's got to have the kind of fat that it wants, it needs. So healthy monounsaturated fat increases blood flow to the brain. So in other words, it means that more oxygen and more nutrients will get to those parts of your brain that helps you think. So, you know, we try and eat an avocado every day. And avocados contain 14 minerals. especially good amounts of copper and some iron, and they help with blood regeneration and help prevent anemia. And avocado oil, by the way, is considered universally as an antibacterial, anti-wrinkle, and, you know, has a lot of healing properties. And the oil has A, B1, and B2, and many, many essential fatty acids. So there's a little caveat on, a little added health tip on brain health. Now, last but not least, one of the things that I would like to share today, and by the way, the call we are having on the 26th, which will be in 2 weeks, is going to be on cravings. I get a lot of calls. People crave this, crave that. And cravings can be a blessing, and they can be a curse. So we want to learn how to interpret them and understand and work with them. So that's in 2 weeks. But right now, I'd like to just address a question that has come up time and time again, is that I would say that the majority of our members definitely have a spiritual bent. Most people that I talk to believe in a higher power, believe that, you know, natural law is the name of the game. And many people have asked, you know, specifically about loved ones or people that they know who are dealing with things, you know, how do you really know if prayer works? Well, here's an interesting thing I recently read in a book written by a hospice worker. And I really like this example. He was saying that as sunlight is always shining on the world, even at nighttime, the sun is shining. We don't see it part of the day, obviously, when it's dark, but it's still there. And it's giving off its rays constantly. Now, when the sun is directly overhead, or where we can see it, and it could be a warm day, but it's not going to start a fire. But if we take a magnifying glass and we hold that magnifying glass at the right height above some grass or a piece of paper or whatever, that object can actually catch fire. Whereas the sun rays by itself, without the magnifying glass, it just gets a little warm. So this gentleman was saying this is exactly how prayer works, that this infinite intelligence, whether you want to call it God or what have you, is constantly emitting blessings. In other words, we are constantly suspended and we are maintained by life energy and love and goodness that this infinite intelligence or God is showering upon us. Now, when we choose to pray, what we're doing is we are acting as that magnifying glass, and we are focusing those rays and that energy and that blessing on that particular person or whatever it is. So in other words, we are to work with the laws of nature. And that's one of the laws. Obviously, we have said this before, that we're not alive because of food, water, air. We're alive because of an intrinsic energy that's always flowing in our bodies. And when that energy stops, even if you start putting the best organic food and water and clean air, you're not going to come back to life. So I thought I'd share that because to me it was a very, very helpful way of looking at the concept of prayer and how it works. So I hope that that's been helpful to you. And in fact, I hope this entire call has been helpful and you'll add to brain foods and you'll start using your probiotics and coconut oil and watch your stress level, of course, which is always the big killer. In fact, it has been said that stress is the number one killer out today. So my friends, it has been once again an absolute pleasure and joy being with you. And we try to keep these calls down to 30 minutes, as promised, because we're all busy, and we want to try and give you as much good information as you can possibly get in as short a period of time as possible. So, of course, you can always call me at 800-962-5433 or email me at askphpdoc@gmail.com. It always helps me if you email me to include a phone number in case it's easier or I need to ask you questions. I will be traveling for about 10 days, so probably phone calls are easier right now than emails because I always don't have access. So once again, it's 800-962-5433 if you have a question or a comment or